Reforming Supply Chains. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Companies today compete as a supply chain. All it takes is a failure of just one supplier in the chain to cause the whole company to come under scrutiny. Customers want transparency and choose organizations that uphold corporate social responsibility and have a clean trail to how and where their products are made. In fact, more than half of consumers today prefer to buy products associated with a cause.
Perhaps it's more about the cause, but the supply chain, they're still sourcing products that have tainted labor.
Today, 68% of all human trafficking is attributed to labor trafficking. Diana Mao, president of Nomi Network, focused her New York-based company on fashion. Items sold on its online store create opportunities for women and survivors of human trafficking in Cambodia and India.
We're building from the ground up in the poorest area in the world and really strengthening the human capital there.
A company's obligation to ensure responsible practice in supply chains goes beyond the first tier. Mao predicts as more organizations know their factories and implement ethical supply chains, there will be increased incentive for other brands to follow.
I do feel that with awareness, really tracing the brand with the factory and ethical exploiting human beings, there's going to be more of outrage and outcry from consumers to stop purchasing these products.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University.